to the best possible advantage. Gil Evans, Out of the Cool, my historical segment for today. And it's brought us to the end of the second hour of our program today. And as always around now, I like to let you know the details of our existence.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4, CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B 2E9. You can call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Victoria King speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Thank you, Victoria. Yes, I hope that we all will stay tuned because this is great local independent community radio. And this program within all that stuff is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays live and streamed and archived at ckuw.ca. Now, leaving my historical segment behind and going to something that isn't quite historical, although the leader involved is one of the greats. I played a little bit of this track a couple of weeks ago and couldn't finish it because I ran out of time, whatever. I think it was Radio Camp Week or I don't know, whatever. So I'm gonna do justice to it now and play the whole thing. The album is called Trilogy 2. And it was recorded, around 2017, I don't know, a few years ago anyhow. And it features pianist Chick Corea, along with bass player Christian McBride and drummer Brian Blade on tour. And it's a great album. Obviously, there's a Trilogy 1, and this is Trilogy 2. But I've got to play two tracks from the Great Trio album and two standard pieces of Chick Corea associated with him, covered many times, but associated with him nonetheless. The first one is 500 Miles High, and the second one is La Fiesta. And a lot of people have covered both of these. Here's the Chick Corea Trio with 500 Miles High. Thank you. I think they like them. That was Chick Corea live, obviously, in Europe from maybe 6-7 years ago now, 8 years or so. I think Corea died in 22, maybe. But he was still at the top of his game well into the last years of his life. And that's from Trilogy 2. I recommend that album. If you really like that sort of jazz, it's a great album. And these guys, that trio is just smoking. So it's very good. Obviously, that last track, maybe not obviously, but if you know the music of that man, that was La Fiesta, covered by lots of other bands. I have a great big band version of that with Woody Herman as well. Before that, 500 Miles High, another Chick Corea standard. Excellent stuff. Well, another change of pace now from a brand new album. This one just comes out this week. Ned Rothenberg is the musician here. And he's in the notes, it sort of quotes him as being suggested as one of the most intimate of the jazz scene at the moment. What he is, though, and the main thing, is a multi-instrumentalist. He plays just about anything. And this is a solo album, but it's not just one instrument playing a solo throughout. He's playing a lot. I can't imagine the time and energy and effort and skill it takes to put together an album like this. But it's called Looms and Legends. And I'm going to play a couple of tracks. A couple of them are quite short. It's on the Pyroclastic label, which that'll tell you that they don't do any MOR stuff. This is really legit. From Looms and Legends, here is Ned Rothenberg et al., and Ned Rothenberg's, with Dance Above the Denali and Resistance Anthem. Ned Rothenberg. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ned Rothenberg with three tracks from his solo album. He's a multi-instrumentalist, so everything you heard there was him, sometimes just being a solo instrument, but he's capable of doing a lot of very interesting things with his multi-instrumental skills. The album is called Looms and Legends, and it's out this week. This is brand new. And Ned Rothenberg, not a name that is probably particularly well known. I'm not trying to diss him at all. All I'm saying is that he has been involved in a lot of other albums, but this is his, I think, his best and his most recent, obviously. And it's getting close to the end of our show today. I'm going to take us out, I think, with most of the time that's left will be with drummer Phil Haynes. Now, Haynes has been quite prolific lately, done some wonderful stuff, a great duet album with Ben Maunder, all sorts of really cool things. And one of his releases is called Return to Electric, and it has him, as the notes say, delving into fusion classics with longtime collaborators, guitarist Steve Salerno and bassist Drew Gress. And that group, Trio, does some neat stuff here on this album. Return to Electric is the title. Going to play two or three tracks. Paul is the first one, Cycle the second, and Eclipse the third. Take us almost to the end of our show. If there's any time left at the end of that, I'll probably just fill out with a little tiny bit more of the Gil Evans album that I sampled earlier on my historical segment. But I will say my goodbyes to you now for this week and let you know that I'll be back next week, all being well, to do it again. My name's Keith Black, and I want to thank you for tuning in today. I don't know what the weather's like out there. It's rain, no rain, yes, no, who knows, and not very warm today, so bundle up a bit more if you're going out. I actually wore long pants that I've been wearing shorts all summer, and now I figured it's not going up hardly into double digits, so I'll stick some jeans on today. Anyhow, look after yourselves for the next week. I hope that that all goes well. A big hooray and hello and well done and congratulations and good luck to all of the kids who went back to school probably for the first time today. I think most schools started yesterday mainly for staff, and the kids are charging in today. I know this, the University of Winnipeg is a madhouse today, so it's things are back to normal. That's what it's supposed to be like. So yay to all the schools, and hope your year is a good one. Thanks for tuning in today. I appreciate the fact that you are checking out some of the jazz world with me, and I'll be back to check out a little bit more of it next week. Take care of yourselves until then, and for the rest of the time here, most of it will be with drummer Phil Haynes from Return to Electric. Thank you.
Thank you.